Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Relationship Marketing 101. Directions University at directionsu.com delivers passion-powered results for your life and business so that you can live the life of your dreams. Welcome to the show.
Well, welcome everyone to another episode of Relationship Marketing 101 here on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Gina Gaudio-Graves, the Dean and Founder of Directions University at directionsu.com, calling to you live this week from Bonita Springs, Florida, as I do each week on Tuesdays at noon Eastern. We have got a really special show lined up for you guys today. We have my co-host and friend, Rhonda Del Boccio, the story lady from ProfitableStorytelling.com with us today from the Ozarks. Hello, Miss Rhonda.
Hello, hello. What an exciting day we're having here on the show, and really thrilled about everything. And we even have a special guest additionally coming to the ones that you know about, Gina, so that's going to be a lot of fun.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's pretty exciting. And this is just really great. We had our good friend Ben Mack here last week, and he has a brilliant way of helping people to gain clarity with the way that you speak about and construct the branding for your business. And he talks about building a legend platform, which is a tool that he created to provide a really good roadmap for your business and how it is that you make a touch or contacts with your people and express the essence of what you are all about and what your business is all about. And he has a brilliant way of talking about your glory story, that kind of that essence, that distilled essence of what you do, expressed in a really simple way to share it that people can remember and repeat it very naturally. And what fun it's going to be today to have the continuation of that conversation in a play shop format, not a workshop, but a play shop format with three people who are in your bachelor's program.
It will be fun, and I'm just trying to figure out which one's Ben. Did I get one unmuted?
There you go.
Hi there. Hi, Gina. Hi, Rhonda. It's Ben. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
We can, loud and clear. So good to have you back again today, Ben.
Thank you. I'm so excited to meet the three of your students that we're going to have the chance today to uncover or identify at least a draft glory story, if not many times what we come up with is the way in which somebody's business helps somebody else be heroic. Many times that first thing that rings true to our ears about their glory story, I've seen be that glory story that people have built their businesses around for years. And so I'm excited to meet your students today that you've selected for us to work through and uncover at least their draft glory story for their legend platform.
I'm going to go ahead and get them all unmuted, but what I would ask is I'm going to leave you guys unmuted. If you have background noise after I do that, please make sure you're muting it on your own end so we don't have a lot of background noise distracting us on the call. Rhonda, I will let you do the honors of introducing who you'd like to start with.
Actually, Rhonda and Gina, I'm going to jump in if I may, because Rhonda brought up that special guest that we had earlier. And Rhonda,
yeah, that's
now
great,
Ben. Awesome.
Yeah, plus he's got some background noise that's causing a lot of static and effect on the line. I don't know which one it is, but if somebody could mute if you're in a car.
Let's see if I can find it one at a time. Is that
better,
Rhonda?
Yes, that's
better.
So Ben, now proceed. And yes, I would actually.
So hold on. That caller ends in 6909. If your phone number ends in 6909, if you could hang up and call back and then raise your hand, we'll get you unmuted again.
Yeah, that would probably be good because it was pretty bad noise.
Very good. Well, I'm excited for the guest that I'm going to introduce, who I know has an amazingly busy schedule and won't be able to be with us for the entire show,
right,
or at least the best of my knowledge. But is there other business we need to tidy up?
No, I just said that's what I suspected, and I wanted you to bring on our special guest before we proceed with the clay shop so that we can honor his time and get some great value, because I know he'll provide some gems of wisdom for our listeners.
Thank you. Yeah, absolutely. It's an honor to bring this gentleman onto onto a stage that I'm sharing with you guys, who are co-creating this energy in this environment. And he's somebody who his entire life has been steeped in best practices that help people live their lives to the fullest. And the reason why I thought it would be especially appropriate for us to hear just a few words from him now is because of something that he's specializing in terms of rapid results. And he's going to be leading people through a 25-day, 10-country excursion aboard a boat, and it's being called Rapid Results Retreat. And in the replay, folks, you'll get to see a link and you can play it, because the cost of these things is far less than I imagine it would possibly be. I'm not getting a commission, nor is Gina or Rhonda, for bringing this gentleman onto the stage. We're here for the truth that he brings and a couple nuggets in terms of how people might make the most of a rapid results retreat, because we're all about rapid results that have qualitatively good energy, long-lasting benefits for our life, that once we absorb these happy, healthy habits, that they serve us well for the rest of our lives. Without further ado on my part, I hope you at home will help us welcome to this program Jarek Robbins. Jarek, are you with us?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, loud and clear. Love it. Pleasure to meet you.
Pleasure to meet you as well via blog talk.
Yeah.
Jarek, would you let us know what about this? I think this is the first time you're doing one of these rapid result retreats, what it is, and even more importantly for our listeners perhaps, is how somebody could make the most of something that they're framing themselves as a rapid result event, so that they could make the most out of your rapid result retreat?
Absolutely. The origin of this is the first time we're teaching on board, but I've been on board twice before. Once I did a 100-day voyage with this ship, and we circumnavigated the globe. So in 100 days, we visited 10 countries and literally went all the way around the world, from Vancouver to Japan, throughout Asia, Africa, up to South America, and back up to Florida. And what was amazing is being on board something like that. As you said, I grew up in the personal development world, going to seminars, listening to tapes, reading books, and seeing people's lives transform, and just really seeing what it is to serve people at a deep level and really watch them transform from where they are in life to where they really want to be, and showing them a roadmap, per se, of how to close that gap and how to do it in a way where not only their life transforms, but then they have the ability to pay it forward and cause that ripple to keep moving throughout the world and really benefit the people around them. And so when watching that, I was excited and passionate, and I was doing my best to serve people and make a difference and volunteer and help people change their lives and businesses and all these things. And when I ran around the world, all of a sudden my values certainly changed, but my perspective on what life was really about completely opened up. I started to realize that 40% of this planet will never have running water. And I got to not just hear that fact or to think about the fact or see a picture of it or a video, but I got to actually walk through India and see hundreds and hundreds of people living outside, because that's just all there is. And in Africa, people literally, there's no food around, and it's not because they can't afford it, it's just there is no food. And when you get to these parts of the world and see it and experience it, in my experience, it called to my heart to say, wow, if people saw what else was out there, it would open up not only their ability to feel unbelievably grateful for where they're at in life, but it would also fuel their ability to realize there's so much more than what we get caught up in day-to-day life. And hopefully it would inspire them to not only want to give back to the people they met along the journey, but it would inspire them to find a way to meaningfully give back to their own communities and help their own place, help their own places of origin, wherever they're coming from. And so that's what I decided to I said at that point in 2004, someday I was going to come back and find a way to bring people with me so they too could have this real, this experience, an awakening almost, of seeing what's out there. And also it brings out a part of your, of myself and other people who've been with me, it brings out a part in yourself that many of us don't experience within our own lives, just because in our own environment day to day, there's nothing that really calls to that deeper part of ourselves to serve our fellow human beings and to really want to make a difference and to realize how lucky we are just to be able to spend time with people we love and care about and how valuable that is. And a trip like this totally awakens that in people. So we came back this last May, and I did it for fun just for my birthday with five friends. And when we got done with the cruise, we all looked at each other and we said, we have to set something up to give more people this opportunity. So we put together the Rapid Results Retreat, and the whole point was, if you just went on the ship alone, A, you'd have the time of your life, and B, you'd have an eye-opening experience that would certainly, you know, open your eyes to the world and possibly change your values in itself. And then I said, but what if we taught all of our core material on board as well and guided people through that process, not just kind of left it up to chance? And all of us got together and started laughing. We showed the director of the education piece of the ship, and they loved it. So they invited us on board with a whole range of other topics and speakers, from history to a photography workshop, all kinds of cool stuff on board. And they asked us to come and join us, and hopefully we'll have a partnership here where it'll continue throughout the years, about twice a year.
That's exciting. For friends that are listening live, you can go to rapidresultsretreat.com to find out more, and there will actually be an exact link to the video on the replay of this, I imagine. Rhonda, will we be able to put a link to their video when we propagate the replay of this radio show?
You can add it in the show notes. And how this is relevant to everything that we do on Relationship Marketing Radio is we're so often talking about serving your audience and feeling abundant. And as you grow yourself, your business can grow. If you don't grow yourself, your business dies. And so many different things. Also, that going beyond yourself to something bigger. This is definitely something that we are all about with Relationship Marketing 101. And everything is done through relationships and through getting to know people. And so I'm really excited that you are here for a short time, really appreciating that. And it would certainly be fun to invite you back another time as well.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me.
Jeff, this is awesome. We've got three people that we're going to be working with today. Otherwise, I could listen to you speak for not just this hour, but hours and hours. It is great to reconnect verbally. Look forward to, I imagine, our digital paths will cross. And if I hear opportunities for you to share this more often, I'm going to let people know. And if anybody wants to invite Jarek onto an opportunity to share his ideas in this opportunity with listeners, I will guarantee you they'll be well served. And anybody that goes on this Rapid Results Retreat, I'll gift you a two-hour Legend Platform session as simply a bonus, because I'd love to hear how it went, and I'd be honored to be able to contribute to your being able to say things more succinctly so that they're more communicable, so that you impact more people with the good energies that your business is bringing to the world. Jared, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
And,
you know, Ben, I've often said that several years ago, as I went through the death sentence imposed on me by my doctors, that it really did forever open my eyes and change the way I looked at everything. And I've often thought that there's not a lot of good ways to really duplicate that experience for someone. It's not like everybody gets that close to death in their lives. Really sounds to me like the Rapid Results Retreat is a great way to accomplish what only something like a near-death experience could otherwise help you do.
That's a great point, and I think that that's absolutely true. We can learn from each other, and when you bring people into an environment with the common intelligence and intention, I imagine that there isn't much of a distinction between a common intelligence and a common intention. They both are heartened around the idea of respect. When we're in those environments, we can learn so much from the others in the room without having to have actually experienced the physical pains and the wherewithal that it took to have those growth I know that for myself, I've so often had the biggest changes by hearing somebody speak compassionately into where I am in my life.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So that was really exciting to bring him on. And it really is, you know, until your business gets to be about more than my goals, me, my, what I want, my whatever, it just isn't going to be the same thing at all. And so definitely getting to feel different kinds of life, having, you know, we don't wish everyone to go out and almost be hit by a car or have a big disease or something of that nature. But this is a great way. There's nothing like being dropped into an experience to really feel what that is and how that affects people. Different than just seeing a video on it.
Exactly. There's nothing like being there live. And Rhonda, you and I had the great fortune of working a seminar live several years back in Atlanta. I think it might have been 2007. And last time actually I had the pleasure of working with Jarek was like 2003 in Atlanta, same town.
Wow.
But tonight, today, during the day or whenever you're listening to this, it would might be night for you. Today I get the chance to meet three students of the two of you. Gina and Robin, you guys have students and those that you work with. And I'm curious who we want to work with first, and I've asked for a couple friends that I'm working with, one client and an associate of his with a nonprofit, to jump in and listen to us. I might ask them to step forward because this is germane for all of us. We all learn together. Who's the first person we get the pleasure of working with?
Well, how about Ina? We have Miss Ina here, Gina. I don't know what number she's calling from. Will you hear Ina?
I thought we did. Let's see if I can get that one caller back unmuted.
You got him? Okay, that might be her line then.
Did I find you, Ina?
Who might be the second person? And then
well,
Ina can be also.
Let's go to Andrea Wolf for a moment then. Andrea, hello, hello.
Hello.
Hey there, Andrea, welcome.
Thank you. Great to meet you, Ben.
Awesome. Thank you. Great to meet you. I'm going to be leading this a little bit, what some people might call heavy-handedly, and I'm going to ask for your trust. What I'm going to be doing is listening for when certain words really resonate with my core and then trying it back on with you and with Gina and Rhonda and Mark and perhaps Vinny in terms of if it resonates with them. We're working on what you have heard in the previous interview about the Legend platform, a form of storytelling, a form of talking about your business that uses verbatim vitamins. And I call them verbatim vitamins because verbatim, they're things that you're going to say verbatim. You're going to say them the exact same way again and again. And I call them vitamins because they're healthy for your prospect. They're healthy for the people that you're speaking with to ingest. They're healthy for your business that they are ingested. And I love looking for the third win. It's not just win-win. It's not just a win for me, a win for you. I like to work with businesses. In fact, I only work with businesses where I see that they are co-creating a third win, the win for their environment around them. That's why we call this a verbatim vitamin, is because they're said verbatim. And a vitamin, they're healthy for those that get exposed to the idea. Everything around the Legend platform is geared around having your glory story be that which resonates around in people's head. And by glory story, it simply is that which facilitates your customers, your current customers, and your prospects seeing themselves heroic. And the way that we uncover what a glory story might be is by having the business owner, usually it's a business owner, sometimes it's a whole group of people, but I happen to be working mostly these days with small business owners. And so, Andrea, would you tell us a little bit about not your business as a whole, since we don't have total abundance time. I want you to imagine perhaps your most profitable and most successful client. Can you have somebody in your mind? You don't need to bring up their name, but do you have someone in mind, Andrea?
I do.
Fantastic. And would you begin just talking freely about in what ways, what's in it for them? In what ways have they been well served by your business? And then I'm going to ask some overarching questions about what your business is. But let's start from their perspective.
Okay, so I'll call her Sarah. And, you know, how she has been well served by my business is when we first crossed paths, she was quite successful already, but not feeling fulfilled by her business and constantly feeling guilty and not present. So if she, you know, took more time with her business, which is what it required, she was failing her husband and not being a great mother. And she was struggling with how to, in her words, balance it all and be that great mother, wife, and business owner all at the time, all at the same time. And
awesome.
Yeah, and thank you. And so she was not on, of all the elements and people in her life, she wasn't even on her own list. So she was not, she wasn't taking any care of herself whatsoever, and wondering why she was feeling worn out and drained most of the time.
Sure.
She had no reserve.
And after working with you, mm-hmm.
Yeah, good. So that gives you an idea. Yeah.
Beautiful. I'm so glad that you created the space for her to reach out to you, that she felt safe coming to you, being in that space. This is what I like to call real-world branding, because, you know, I almost swore I was going to say something that sounds a lot like the betting called a sheet. But this is, you know, this is real sheet. This is, that is the core of having a fulfilled life. Since she's worked with you, I imagine many of those pains have gone away.
Yeah, exactly. Since I'm a strong believer in guilt-free living, so guilt is a thing of the past, and not only does she now have it all in her life, she's doing it with much more freedom and ease. So she's actually working less hours. She's got way better systems and processes and stronger people in her team, so she now doesn't have to be so hands-on in her business. And she's much more available for her kids, and now she's prioritizing her husband. They weren't even dating. Now they're having regular dates, and their marriage is transformed, and she's enjoying life much more. She has actual time to take care of herself and enjoy life.
Fantastic. Loved it, loved it, loved it. Gina, Rhonda, I'm going to ask, I would like to make this a little bit of a learning event for all of us, not just about Andrea's business, but I want those that are listening, were there any words or phrases there, just make a mental note, that popped through your head? And Gina and Rhonda, I would like to bring on Mark, since Mark is my one client, and I'm not seeking other clients these days, but part of what I'm helping him with is the tools creations that we basically have this tool set in place around roadmap and road trip days. And he has, using the Legend platform and simply retooling it for his tools, as opposed to a glory story, he uses the term a home story, because it's the notion of we keep wanting to get home, we keep wanting to come to our home story. And I'm going to use Legend platform after this. I simply wanted your guys' permission. Would you mind if we bring Mark forward and I ask him a couple things and that the four of us collaborate in terms of uncovering her glory story? Would that be okay with the two of you?
That would be great.
Awesome. Mark, are you with us?
I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, thank you so much. And you heard Andrea's story here. And I heard three words that are rattling around, that were resonating with me, and they're rattling around in my mind. I'm curious, was there a phrase or word or anything that is rattling around in your mind, Mark, in terms of what we just heard from Andrea?
I did. I wrote down several, but the one that I put the heart around was guilt-free living.
Fantastic. Okay. And Gina, did anything jump out to your ears?
That one jumped out at me as well.
Okay. And Rhonda? We might have lost her for a little bit.
Sorry.
I love guilt-free living. Oh, there we go. Hi, Rhonda.
Yes, guilt-free living is the thing, and Andrea calls herself the queen of having it all, by the way, which I neglected to mention earlier.
Well, thank you. That is relevant. The part that I don't so much like about guilt-free living is that it is the notion of the absence of something. It's like a zero. It's like saying something is absent. And from my training in the past with neuro-linguistic programming, I've learned that if we focus on the opposite of something, that at times we're bringing that into the space, because in order to say guilt-free living, we're bringing up the notion of guilt.
Right.
Yes. It's somehow present with you, otherwise you wouldn't mention it.
Uh-huh. And there was, I'm sorry, I keep fluctuating my mind between Andrea or Andrea. Could you help me with that, please?
Andrea.
Andrea, thank you.
Yeah.
Andrea.
Thank you.
Andrea, what I heard a certain resonance was when you ended a sentence and then paused with freedom and ease.
Mm.
You began talking when I heard a benefit, because I'm listening for the benefit to your client, and at a certain point you said that she was able to live, we could listen to the recording, I forget exactly, you know, something to the extent of with greater freedom and ease.
Right.
And I felt in you, and I don't know if the others did, but I felt like I could exhale in that space, like you created a space for me to exhale.
Hmm.
And I don't know if that's the phrase that you want to use for the rest of your business life or things along those lines, but in a moment I'm going to ask you to try on ending sentences, or actually more like paragraphs, with the notion of where the last beat would be the three words, freedom and ease.
Okay.
Last time we did a little bit of an exercise with Mark Jamnick. Actually, we did a lot of bit of an exercise. Were you able to hear on last time how he often ends his paragraphs with enjoy life daily?
Unfortunately, I didn't, but this sounds delicious. I'm loving it.
Cool.
Mark,
I've been working with Mark on his Legend platform, and we call it a Legend platform because a legend is the one type of story that grows stronger as it gets older, and the legend is the one kind of story where you can have multiple different stories that even contradict each other at times, and yet it's still part of the same legend because you use the same verbatim names. For instance, with Babe the Blue Ox, who was the giant with Babe the Blue Ox? Paul Bunyan. Paul Bunyan and the legend of Paul Bunyan and Babe the Blue Ox, you know, Babe the Blue Ox unfortunately gets killed like over 20 different ways. And nobody says, wow, that's an invalid legend. It's still part of that legend, the meme plus, if you will, of Babe the Blue Ox. So that's exciting. And and within all of that, what allows it to be orchestrated together are the same names or the same phrases. That's what pulls things together as a legend. So Mark Jamnick's legend platform, his glory story, is the phrase, enjoy life daily. And in a moment, I'm going to ask Mark to demonstrate the function of how he uses this, because what I like are clients that actually implement the actual tool. So many people I play with simply want to play, and when they think of the word brainstorming, what they're doing is called ideating, which is they love the braingasms that come with popping up new ideas. I'm more interested in clients that have a seven-figure or more year business that are interested in making a five-year plan that gets stronger and stronger as they implement the communication platform, what I call a legend platform, and what Mark Joyner uses metaphors around a car analogy. So, Andrea, what I'm going to be asking you to do is to try on the possibility of freedom and ease being your glory story. And if you don't use it a month from now, that's totally fine. But the healthy habit is to learn to end descriptions, to sort of end verbal paragraphs with your glory story phrase. And the reason that this is so important is because my background in consumer research showed again and again that what people are most likely to remember is the last thing that they've heard. What people are most likely to remember is the last thing that they've heard. of course, repeating helps a lot. But right now, Mark, can I put you on the spot? Do you mind telling people a little bit about the business, the coaching that you do for business owners that have seven-figure-a-year businesses or more?
Absolutely. Yes. So my name is Mark Jamnick, and I'm the creator of The Dashboard, which is centered around business owners that run a $7 million business or larger, that they can run their business largely on remote control so that they can enjoy life daily.
Awesome. Now, Andrea, you heard how he simply ended with enjoy life daily and was quiet?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Right. I heard it loud and clear, yeah.
Fantastic. And Mark can do it. If you listen, I hope that it's helpful for everybody in terms of their businesses listening to this to listen to the first part. And you can hear how Mark Jamnick in the first part, the first time I put him on the spot, he didn't land and hit that beat, and that's fine. But life is a practice, and we simply want to practice healthy habits. Does freedom and ease feel to you like something that you would be willing to practice for a week or so? It's simply ending descriptions. And the way to do it is that when you're talking about a specific, like Mark that time, he tells the story of a professor that he works with, and amongst others, but the notion is that he can talk about, for instance, his client David, that after working together, that David found that for the first time in his life, he was able to enjoy life daily. It's as simple as that. David is able to enjoy life daily.
Yes.
Yeah, for Jedi tricks, you might notice that what I just did there was that I ended with the notion of, with the verbatim vitamin phrase of enjoy life daily. I gave a pause, which is mental breathing room, and then I said it's as simple as that. He's able to enjoy life daily. And so I got the repetition in there, and I gave more breathing room. The notion is that when people talk about enjoying life or enjoy life daily, our goal is for people to immediately think of Mark Jamnick, to make him the obvious expert, if you will, when it comes to enjoying life daily. Because Mark is the one who is beginning to own the space that he is carving out in the name of Dashboard that helps people enjoy life daily.
Right.
Cool. Do you feel comfortable with that phrase, freedom and ease?
I do. I love simplicity.
Awesome.
So I love Mark's, and I'm very, very happy with this.
Awesome. Thank you so much for your willingness to play with me. Rhonda, Gina, who is our next participant on Relationship Marketing 101?
Stepping up to do her spiel here is Dr. Ina Gilmore. Really excited to have her come and share with you and to play with us in this energy we're creating together.
Awesome. Hello, Dr. Gilmore.
Ina, are you there?
I opened her line. I know I opened her line.
All right. Well, who's number three? We're excited for whoever hops into our love seat next.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Hey, there's Ina.
Hi.
Welcome. Glad that you are with us. And so with the name Dr. Ina Gilmore, I'm imagining that you are in a curative practice, or are we talking about a different kind of business?
No. Well, actually, I'm a former physician, and
okay.
I am in a business of caring for caregivers right now.
Great. And when you think about perhaps your most successful in terms of both profitability and their happiness, their satisfaction with your services, does a client come to mind?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Fantastic. And would you begin as Andrea did, simply talking a little bit about what it was like for them before and after getting your services?
Okay. Well, she was caring for her elderly mother at home with basically no support from her family. And as a single woman, she was she had no husband or, you know, other support. And family was far away. And so she was feeling overwhelmed and overworked and just exhausted and frustrated, concerned about her mother who would seem to get lost in the house. when she wasn't there. And so we started to work together and made some adjustments, and she began to take more charge of her life and made some decisions about what she was going to be doing, and now feels as though she's done all she can for her mother, and really is getting out of that overwhelm, feeling much more comfortable with what she's doing.
Got it. Great. Thank you. I'm now going to push you with your permission a little bit, kind of like how I've had some wonderful mentors in copywriting, and they've pushed me with my vocabulary. And do I have your permission to I don't know if it's push or pull or prod, I mean it to all be loving. And yet some people sometimes, when they enter into new frames of mind, sometimes they have sensations that they might have, at least in the past, labeled as discomforting, as uncomfortable for them. Do you mind if I push you a little bit?
Go right ahead. I doubt you can make me real uncomfortable.
Well, I certainly don't want to take you up on the challenge.
Having survived medical school.
Yay,
right on. Strong enough to deal with it.
Yeah. Here's the deal. We're playing with real-life, real issues, and I imagine that at times you've broken down and cried around these issues. I imagine that client of yours has probably heartfeltly sobbed for multiple times around her pain with this issue. Is that fair?
Yes, absolutely.
And so one of the things I admire about Mark Jamnick as a client of mine is that I can give him what I call professional-grade coaching. Because when we work with six-figure-a-year business owners and seven-figure-a-year business owners or more, eight-figure-a-year business owners, they want to learn. They want to get rapid results. They want to make progress faster than they imagined was possible. And sometimes that means stepping into new frames of mind and places where they didn't realize that they could indeed feel comfortable. And so earlier you used the word comfortable as the benefit from when she was stepping out of pain, she got to an emotional plateau of comfortable.
Yes.
And what I'm seeking is something that feels perhaps more than that. So I'm going to ask you to focus on that, because I truly want to honor that notion of the pain that your client was in. And before I ask you to simply elaborate and speak a little bit more off the cuff on this, I want to bring up a book, that the title of which I can't remember, but the content was so scrumptious. It was a gentleman who teaches at a college in Rensselaer, an all-women's college in Rensselaer, New York, and the title of his book had the word better in the title, because his work on depression was that you can't tell a depressive that they're going to feel great. You can't even tell a depressive many times that they're going to feel good. Well, you can tell them these things, but simply trying to be being a curative worker and telling a depressive, hey, I'm going to help you feel great, many times, or the majority of times, according to this author, somebody who's in depression, when somebody says to them, I'm going to help you feel great, they get dismissed. Because somebody who's in a state of depression, somebody who's in a state of being overwhelmed, somebody who's in those bouts where they have intermittent times of sobbing from the deepest parts of their heart and having huge amounts of care and feeling perhaps impotent that they aren't able to exert the care the way that they so desire, and to give them the satisfaction that you give your clients in terms of knowing that they're doing everything that they can, of knowing that this is as good as that they can make, and giving them permission to breathe and to hug themselves and to know that while there are pains on this journey, that they are navigating this journey as well as anybody and far better than most. And so within that space of compassion and knowing that people aren't going to go, wow, I feel great about my mom dying. You know, few people do that. But within that space, I need a more powerful word than comfortable. Your client felt comfortable. Tell me more about in what way she felt comfortable. Is this going okay for you?
Yeah. Yeah, it's fun. Well, she felt more at ease with the decisions that she was making. She ended up feeling more empowered to make more decisions. And she was able to connect with family members and get them involved And she did get a support team and support members, so that she, and she was quite happy, you know, with the way things went. And she was even found herself able to stand up to the physician who tried to do something that was in that her mother did not want, according to her advanced directives. So she was really probably empowerment might be a better word.
Fantastic. I'm going to suggest that we play with empowered, and then we're going to go into a second level of the Legend platform, which is within the Legend platform, I ask that people have three reasons to believe that they're going to get the glory story.
Okay.
How many reasons to believe do I recommend?
Three.
Fantastic. And so how many do you imagine I'd recommend that you choose for yourself?
Three.
Fantastic. So many clients want to have four or five or two. But my structure of that works great with three. And I could go into the topological differences, but it doesn't matter. And it's like if somebody doesn't love the three that they have, I welcome them to come up with a different three or something along those lines. The reason why I don't care for five is because of some of the memory research that is there in terms of the quantity of associations that people can make. And the process here that we're learning is how to make your profitable ideas more communicable, meaning that your ideas go further. And beyond that, that when they touch certain ears, that those ears, like a boomerang, bring the body of that person back to you and say, hey, I need your help. Here's this money to help me, and now we're engaged in service, and that's how your business works. So what I heard you say were some key elements there, and you might want to listen to the replay and go back and get them. But one of the things was connecting with family. Another was about feeling empowered to make decisions. So something is around decision making. And the third was standing up for her mom. You know, it was standing up for her mom about the directives and those elements. So empowered to me is a little bit of a vacuous word, and it is a word that people get. It's not vacuous. Pardon me. It's simply used a lot, and it might be the word that you want to use. The goal of our time today is not to nail your Legend platform, but to show you how this construct works so that you can create it for yourself. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
So the way that you would practice this is having anybody ask you any question around your business. And whatever it is that they ask you, thinking about this ideal client in mind, whether it be named Sarah or whomever or whatever, and then segueing to one of the three reasons to believe and talking about that in terms of empowerment, and then simply ending that paragraph on the notion of, on the explicit word, empowered. And that was one of the ways in which Sarah was able to discover a newfound sense of empowerment. Sarah felt empowered. And you can hear me clunky speaking right there. It's like I started to go for a close, and I got to empowerment, and so then I just kept going until I ended a sentence with empowered. And the real key there is simply when you hear yourself end a sentence with your glory story, with that word or phrase that you're seeking to most indelibly connect with your named product or service, you pause.
Okay.
I'm going to ask Mark Jamnick back on for a second to give a demonstration. So I'll be right back with you. But, Mark, you're still with us?
I am.
Great. So recently you've been talking with Brian. We aren't going to mention his last name presently. He runs an ad agency that grosses over $10 million a year. So it's an eight-figure business. And Brian has ad agencies in two countries and is now about to have it in a third in spring of next year. And Brian is not a man who has peace of mind. Brian is a man who is frenetic and works 80-hour weeks over 80-hour weeks and doesn't spend time relaxing and with home and at ease, but he wants Mark how is it that he if Brian were to adopt the dashboard system, would he really be able to spend the time to not have all the crap on his mind that is right now?
Absolutely. Our dashboard system helps with plans, systems, and conditioning so that you can really run your business remotely so that you can enjoy life daily.
Fantastic. And that was so tight and so succinct, well done, and he can elaborate. And Mark, you actually put all three of those in that, a little, not cheating, but normally what Mark might do on a radio show or in person is pick one of those three things, elaborate on it a tiny bit, and then end as he did with enjoy life daily.
Thank you, Ben. Just
go ahead, Gina. I missed what you said.
I said he gets a gold star for succinctness.
Yes, he does. Absolutely.
Thank you.
I know. Do you feel comfortable with that in order for you to have your own practice exercises? Is this working?
Yes, it is very much.
Fantastic. Awesome. We're running well on time, and we've got one more person. Who is our third person that I'm excited to have join us?
Gina, who's our third candidate?
Julianne Blake.
Dr. Julianne Blake.
Yes.
All right. Go ahead and play.
Hey, Dr. Blake. Okay, cool. Before we get going with Dr. Blake, I do want to share that while Mark Jamnick is my only client these days, neither I nor Gina or Rhonda are going to make money if somebody wants to work with Mark on his dashboard system. And yet we've been talking about the possibility of us collaborating in a way to help somebody with a four-month marketing makeover that would include the dashboard as well as Rhonda and Gina working with them in terms of using a book as a calling card and creating the Legend platform as it would work for relationship marketing, perhaps in conjunction with what Mark calls his roadmap that works with his road trip day. So if folks are interested, you can email Mark directly, but he's way busy and my time is a lot more abundant these days. So if you have at least a multiple six-figure year business, preferably seven figures or more, and are interested in this dashboard system, you can email Mark, but it's going to be me that's calling you back to schedule a time so that way I can help Mark make the most out of his time and make all of that work. Mark, is the best way to reach you mark@enjoylifedaily.com, and it's M-A-R-K. Is that the best email address?
Yes, it is. Thank you.
Fantastic. So if folks are interested in working with Mark Jamnick on a dashboard, shoot him an email, mark@enjoylifedaily.com. It'll be me that gets back to you. And my mind sometimes has a difficult time holding on to names. And pardon me, I've forgotten the name of the young woman who I'm working with now. What is your name again?
Dr. Julianne Blake.
Yes.
Fantastic. Dr. Blake, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Thank you. Yes, I can. Fantastic. Yeah. You've heard a little bit about the exercises we've been working on so far. Do you have an ideal client in mind that has come to your mind?
I have somebody that I can work with.
Fantastic. And in terms of before they came to you and then in terms of what benefit they got from their work with you, would you tell us that story, please?
Jess is a young woman who has a physical illness that isn't diagnosed yet, but she's had a lot of depression and anxiety attacks. And she is a mother of a 2-year-old and living with an alcoholic husband, and she was working for a boss that was extremely difficult and unpleasant, and that's
that was my life easy. So in working with you, Dr. Blake, what is her experience now?
She's feeling tremendously enhanced self-esteem. She's got a new job working for an entrepreneur. She's feeling appreciated and accepted and valued, and she's having a great deal less anxiety attacks, and they're milder, and has...
I'm going to pause. Appreciated, accepted, and valued. I'm going to hold that those are your, at least a placeholder, that those are your three reasons to believe that they get whatever the glory story is that we're coming with. Does that sound fair?
That sounds good, yes.
Awesome. If somebody feels appreciated, valued, what was the third thing?
I think it was accepted.
Yes, if somebody feels appreciated, accepted, and valued, what would that mean for them? What would that feel like in their life?
Well, I've been using the word empowered also, because that's what it feels like. That's what I see and also hear from her.
So you can use that. You can use that. One of the things that's out there where the people... Sometimes people come to me and they say, hey, Ben, my problem, blah, 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 is that this positioning doesn't differentiate me with the rest of the marketplace.
Yeah.
I mean, when people say that, I'm like, well, when somebody's talking to you, are they talking to you or are they talking to the entire marketplace? Because
mm-hmm.
I want words that are going to come flowingly out of your lips. And if empowered is, then awesome. Learn to end paragraphs with empowered, and when somebody asks you a question, go segue to one of those three reasons to believe just then. Now, empowered is nice, and it doesn't often feel to me as a landing zone.
No, I understand that. I heard you earlier with Vina saying that. Can I just tell you one other phrase that I'm using now?
Please.
I'd like you. So there's also freedom that she experiences, and that those results have allowed her to choose joy anyway.
So what phrase is it that I'm listening for?
Choose joy anyway.
One more time?
Choose joy anyway.
Oh, wow. To choose joy anyway. I like to choose joy.
Okay.
I wouldn't take the anyway because it doesn't serve you. It doesn't serve her heroicism. It throws the gunk into the present.
Okay. Yes.
I love to choose joy. I love that you had the conviction to say, hey, Ben, shut up for a minute. I want to tell you where I'm really going.
Yeah, I really encourage people to choose joy regardless. A lot of the people that I work with are coming with immense depression and pain, physical pain. And so my concern was what you said earlier about depression and that people, you know, the better word, that it's hard for people to make the leap. Somebody had suggested that I use from pain to passion. And, you know, I had thought of that too, but people can't, and in a lot of pain and depression, can't go there. It's not real to them.
Exactly. So now, here's the four things that I want you to have on a piece of paper.
Put
the two words "choose joy" in a heart. Like earlier, you heard how Mark Jamnick puts in a heart. My students and I, we do that when we hear something that's really heartfelt. When we're taking notes on somebody, I'll write down that verbatim phrase and put a heart around it, and that simply reminds me to put a heart next to it. That that felt really heartfelt to me.
Okay.
And our glory stories need to come from the heart. So I like putting our glory stories inside a heart, and your glory story, at least working right now, feels like it really works to me right now, is to choose joy. You help people choose joy.
Yeah.
And so, for instance, I'm going to use the name Sarah because we used it earlier, and I'm going to speak on your behalf. Would that be okay?
Absolutely.
Cool. So I'm going to pretend I'm you, and... tell me, Dr. Blake, tell me about one of your successes. Well, You know, success, it's not one of my successes. It's the success that my clients uncover and that we co-create together. But it's really all about them because, for instance, Sarah was a woman who felt amazingly disempowered. She wasn't able to find the value or the acceptance that she wanted in life because of these many challenges. And despite not having the acceptance that she wanted at first, she recognized that one of the things that she was empowered to do was to choose her attitude. And when she really saw that there were these openings, which albeit in the past didn't happen very often, as she began to focus on those, and of course what you might have heard is that what we focus on expands, and that sure appears to me as true, and we worked together in terms of on those moments that she was able to choose joy. And the more she saw that she had an opportunity to choose joy, the more people actually were accepting of her. And it's not that she put on a fake face or things along those lines, but if you read the seminal book, Man's Search for Meaning by Viktor Frankl, who is a Holocaust survivor, he was talking about how attitude is something, how we choose to approach something is something that nobody can take away from us. And what she and I work on, and boy, I benefit perhaps as much as she does in terms of being inspired by her willingness to look at everything and in the face of anything, choose joy.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of story is, and I'm doing it off the cuff, and that wasn't very good, and I don't know your specifics, but it's simply that pattern that I imagine that you'll be practicing as you move forward. Does this feel good to you?
Yes, it does. Thank you.
You're welcome. Now, Gina and Rhonda, I've got a couple more questions for you. I know that we've only got about 3 minutes left in our time together. May I ask you guys a couple questions?
Absolutely.
Cool. Yeah, Gina, Rhonda and I have been talking, and Mark and I separately, and I know this is off the cuff, and we don't have it exactly firmed up yet, but Mark, Rhonda, and I were talking about how wonderful it would be for the three of you, and me by extension in terms of Mark's my coach, even though I'm not taking on new projects these days, I'd love to have a hand in this simply to ensure that everything went along swimmingly. But if there was somebody that were listening that was serious about turning around their business, so that they went from having all these stresses and things where their minds are kind of like monkey minds all over the place to having the cool confidence that they're looking at what they need to in terms of the profitability of their business, because as many people would agree, we manage what we measure, and what we're measuring we manage, and that's kind of the backbone of the dashboard that Mark Jamnick has. And while with Rhonda's ability to help folks create a book in 30 days or less, and for professionals, she's been developing the programs about getting the book written for you, where a professional interviewer will interview the expert, and then a professional editor will take their words and edit it structurally, simply to keep their words and their styles, perhaps cleaning up the grammar, and make something that's compelling so that folks want to do business with you. And Gina, with your background in terms of relationship 101 and relationship marketing, I'm imagining that the team of three of you, plus perhaps a couple others, might make this super team where a particular person could have a four-month marketing makeover where they could suddenly be able to have success that they hadn't previously imagined, faster than they thought that they could, and be able to enjoy life daily. Would you be open to working with
them? I think that's very true.
Yeah, right. I'm not going to sell anything I don't believe in. And in fact, I'm not. For friends that are listening to this, I am going to make zero commission off of this. It's part of how I'm constructing myself presently as a public artist. I can tell you more. It kind of isn't important right now. I've got enough coming in that I can happily make my way and survive on. And if people want to gift something, that's fantastic, but that's separate. I authentically believe that if somebody has, preferably a seven-figure business or more, if it's multiple six and really steady and growing, perhaps. But what I want you to do is to open up your email and send it to mark@enjoylifedaily.com, and then I'll be a conduit simply to talk with them and set up a time with Mark. But Gina, you and I and Rhonda and Mark will all hop together later on and make sure that this works for everybody, and we won't go forward unless everybody agrees, this is the dream team, here's what we're going to make done. What I want to see done, though, is somebody have an entirely new, beautiful business that is allowing them to enjoy their life more as it brings in more revenue than they ever imagined they could so that they can enjoy life daily.
That would be awesome, Ben. And, yes, I would absolutely love to be a part of something like that.
Yep, I'm going to sign off the offense of I know you guys need to close out the show, and I simply want to reiterate what an honor and a pleasure it's been to share these two calls, and perhaps we might do something else in the near future. And for Mark Jamnick, who is a wonderful client, and to Jarek Robbins for sharing what's going on, and most importantly, before I get to most importantly, pardon me, Rob and Gina, you guys aren't the most important part, and without your show, we couldn't be here together. Thank you. But most importantly,
well,
for you guys that are listening.
Yes.
Thank you, Ben, and thank you on behalf of the three people who were willing to play today for Dr. Julianne, Dr. Ina, and Andrea. Thank you guys for being here and letting Ben walk you through this. This has been a great show, Ben, and one I'm sure Rhonda and I will be referring to for years to come.
No,
Rhonda and I will
you.
Be back next week on Tuesday at noon Eastern for another episode of Relationship Marketing 101 here on Blog Talk Radio. And, Ben, you are welcome to join us anytime you would like for the show.
Of course.
Thank you
anytime.
So much, Gina. Thank you, Rhonda. Bye, everybody.
Thanks, everyone. See you
Thank
next
you,
Bye,
Ben.
Everybody.
Thank you, Gina.
Come back next week for Relationship Marketing 101. Join us at Directions University, www.directionsu.com, for passion-powered results.